What's in the news? Regret from the founders of social media.
We kind of knew something bad could happen.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Chamath Palihapitiya used to be in charge of user growth at Facebook.
We have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works.
He says the influence of social media can't be underestimated, especially on young people.
People need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. Bad actors can now manipulate large swaths of people to do anything you want.
Former Facebook president Sean Parker says there's something to this.
You're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. The inventors, creators, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
Jim Steyer is with the group Common Sense Media.
We have to hold the tech industry accountable. They, in many cases, have ignored the consequences, some of the downsides of some of the innovations they brought to our society.
You don't realize it, but you are being programmed. It was unintentional, but now you got to decide how much you're willing to give up.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.